tough one tonight. 97.5, the Fanatic, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Sixers fall 122-102. This is In the Post right here on 97.5, the Fanatic. I'm Devon Givens with you. What's going on, everybody? Brian McLaughlin producing the show again. Special thanks to our man, Carl Namoli, for engineering the game tonight. Always doing a great job. Always fun working with Carl. But on this night, a tough one, a tough listen here on the Fanatic, as the 76ers just simply did not have it, falling in the second quarter by 23 points. As we pointed out, a 26-8 run to end the second quarter for Dallas, and just separating themselves from the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, is there simply something to really panic about? No, there is not anything really to panic about with this, but you just don't want to see this again going into the postseason, knowing what you know right now, that you're going to rest a few guys once the third seed is in hand for Philadelphia, and Indiana and Boston have to cooperate certainly for that to happen. But you can also handle your business by flat out winning games. Just go out there and win the game, putting things out of reach for anybody else to try to sneak into that third spot in the Eastern Conference. But unfortunately, the Philadelphia 76ers let one go. You have to give credit to the Dallas Mavericks, as we heard from Brett Brown, the head coach of the 76ers, during his post-game press conference outside the visiting locker room. He pointed out how they just did not have it, but you have to give credit to the Dallas Mavericks and what they were able to do coming off of a tough win last night and then going back to Dallas and picking up one. And that's a good sign for that young team. We know Luka Doncic was not available. You also did not have so many other guys. Just you look at Jimmy Butler not being there, Joel Embiid not being there. But as we always talk about, whenever either of them sit, Tobias Harris, J.J. Redick, Ben Simmons, that's more than enough for the 76ers to get something done right on the night and get the victory against someone that you are better than, where they only have 31 wins. They're not trying to win. They want to lose as many games as possible to position themselves to get a better opportunity at a draft pick. The players are certainly not looking at it that way. And I'm sure Rick Carlisle, who has never thought that kind of way, I would think not thinking that kind of way when it comes to his head coaching style, he's not trying to do that at all. They go out there and they're ready to play. So great coaching job by Rick Carlisle tonight. Great job by the players for Dallas to go out there and try to take this win. They did that by snatching it away from Philadelphia in the second quarter with a 41-18 quarter. After that, it was pretty much done for the Philadelphia 76ers, as they were down by 18 points, 68-50 at the break. Winning the first, they didn't even win only the first quarter. They didn't win the third quarter, tied in the fourth quarter. This one was just a night where they simply did not have it at all. Okay, so if you want to react to this one, 610-632-0975. I know how you feel. You kind of just want to let it go. You don't want to, you just want to let it go, because they did not show up tonight against the Dallas Mavericks. And it's just one of those games where you're like, come on. We just saw this against the Atlanta Hawks and the Orlando Magic. Was that not enough? Was that not enough for you to sit there and see what you are up against, where, listen, let's just go out there and win. It doesn't have to be a blowout. Doesn't have to be by 18. Doesn't have to be by 20. How about, though, you did get blown out by 20 points. Why not have it the other way, where you go and blow out that basketball team by double-digit margin and give yourself something to really feel good about, especially coming off of the win that you had on Saturday in Minnesota, where you really controlled that entire basketball game. Yes, you allowed them back in at Minnesota, but what they did was certainly get things done and closing it out, which was fantastic. In this particular case, why not try it again? Do it again. Okay? Do it again. They did not. They did not. But no time to panic. Five games remaining on the season. And as we know, with things going the way that they're going right now, all they have to do is win one, and a combination of win and a loss with the Boston Celtics, Indiana Pacers, and they control the third seed, which is something that we all want to see with Philadelphia, and they should get it done. They really should get that one done because they are the better team when it comes to those particular teams right now for the regular season. Now, how the playoffs go, you won't see either Boston or Indiana until the Eastern Conference Finals, potentially, if that happens. And right away, I'm looking at Marco on Twitter, at Mark1961. He said, that was 2+ hours of my life that I won't get back. Repeat in Atlanta on Wednesday? I don't know, Mark. Sometimes it's an 82-game season. These things happen as we talk about. Some of them you react a lot stronger than others. This is one for me, Mark, and everyone else out there listening, where you look at it and you kind of just say, you know what? I want to just let this one go. I want to get this one out of the way. I want to let it go because I did not like anything that I saw from this basketball team. Where was the sense of urgency against Dallas, who once they put it on the team in the second quarter, you look at them and say, you know what? These guys are really ready to here to play. They're here to play. They have us up by 18 after playing last night while we were here waiting for them to get back. And this is the type of performance that we come out there and give them. You just want something better. But this is certainly one that I want to let go. And I know it's tough for everyone to feel the same way as I, but I just want to let this one go and get by it and just be done with it overall. Because it was not a good one at all. 3.5 games. The Sixers are now up on the Boston Celtics and the Indiana Pacers. They have the same record at 46-32 right now at the 4 spot for Boston, 5 for Indiana. And then once again, the Sixers control their own destiny. They're one win away from the 50 wins again. Back-to-back 50-win seasons for the 76ers. Boston and Indiana look to be locked into that 4-5 situation where the Sixers can stay in that 3 spot. Detroit and Brooklyn, once again, Detroit losing to Indiana, Brooklyn losing to Milwaukee. So Detroit remains a half a game up on the Brooklyn Nets. The Miami Heat, still a half a game up on the Orlando Magic because Orlando lost to Toronto on this night. So Miami remains in that 8 spot, only a half a game up on them. They remain a half a game behind the Brooklyn Nets and 1-4 game behind the Detroit Pistons. So a lot of things can change over the course of a week as the 76ers have the Atlanta Hawks on Wednesday, Milwaukee on Thursday back here at the center. Then they have Chicago to close things down as they end the season next Wednesday on the 10th against the Chicago Bulls live at the center, 8:00 tip. So still plenty of time, we hope, to really get that sense of urgency again, get things going. Without Joel Embiid, you know that they're a different type of team, but I just look at this roster and say, they are more than good enough to beat these basketball teams with Tobias Harris, Jimmy Butler, J.J. Redick, and Ben Simmons on the floor if Embiid is not playing. And in this case tonight, without Jimmy Butler and the 25 that you got from J.J. Redick, the 26 that you got from Tobias Harris, and the 17 that Ben Simmons contributed on this evening should be enough for that basketball team. 102 points should be enough for the team. And I know they struggle from the three-point line and the 6 more three-pointers for the Dallas Mavericks. Dallas only put up 5 more shots than the 76ers on this evening. This one was a tough one. And I know, as Mark pointed out, 2.5 hours, 2+ hours of his life that he wasted. Well, listen, 5 more to go. There's 77 games in. We're looking ahead to the playoffs. We want them to simply close strong. I'm with you, Mark. I want this team to look better on the way into the playoffs because you can't just flip a switch and snap your finger and saying this is going to happen for you the way you want it, because it might not. Okay? So just regain that confidence. Get things going as you head into the postseason. You have 5 games to go. It's all about the postseason, but you have to be right going into this particular postseason. You have a great opportunity ahead of you with the 3 seed, the fact that Milwaukee has the injuries that they do, and I know they won tonight on the road in Brooklyn, a very good Brooklyn team, and they take care of business. Did Milwaukee, Giannis back out there, the same for Bledsoe. Brook Lopez, he also played. No Chris Middleton for the Milwaukee Bucks. Tonight, again, they do their part. They go on the road and win. Toronto, the second seed, down early to Orlando. Although they were at home, they did their part and took control of that basketball game and found a way to win at home against an Orlando team, again, trying to find their way into the playoffs, only half a game out of the eighth spot. So you expect and want the same thing from your basketball team that can lock down that three spot and find their way into, again, just good confidence-wise, getting a good rhythm, some confidence off of these couple of wins going into the postseason, just like you had a year ago where you had the 16 consecutive wins for Philadelphia. And they picked up the first one in game one at home against the Miami Heat for win number 17. You just want to see something better. Tonight was simply not their night. 610-632-0975. Jonah Bolden, he struggled off of a career high the other night. So sometimes we can get too high on players, get too low on players, especially when they're young and they're rookies and this is the first opportunity to get to play in specific type of situations. Jonah Bolden starting back-to-back games for Joel Embiid again. Tonight, not his night. 1 of 6 from the field overall, did not connect from behind the three-point line on the four attempts that he did have in the 29 minutes and 58 seconds. So 610-632-0975, Sixers fall 122-102 in Dallas, now 49-28, still 3.5 games up in the three spot in the Eastern Conference. Dallas now 31-46. So your reaction, 610-632-0975, Devon Givens in the post right here on the Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic.
It's Window Nation's annual spring cleaning sales event. Are your windows having issues? Cracks? Hard to open? Unusual moisture? Or are you just window shopping? If so, call Window Nation today and schedule a free in-home estimate. Window Nation will save you 50% off all style windows. Get upfront pricing and no hidden terms. That's 50% off every single style of window. Plus, for the next 2 weeks, save even more with 0% interest for 5 full years on your entire purchase. That's 0% interest until 2024. Get a jump on your spring cleanup and call Window Nation, where every window is installed by factory-trained professionals and guaranteed to be done right the first time. And every window is backed by a company with an A+ Better Business Bureau ranking and over 10,000 positive online reviews. There are many reasons Window Nation has installed over 475,000 windows in more than 80,000 homes. Hurry, these off-season savings won't last long. 50% off and 0% financing for 5 years. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
If you're not making $5,000 to $10,000 a month at your current job, then maybe it's time to start flipping properties for quick cash. If you like the sound of that, you're in luck. Over the last 5 years, the NREN team of flippers has been perfecting the art of flipping properties for cash without the added risk of using your own money or credit. Call now, and they'll send a free copy of their audio CD, The Network's Flipping Formula. On this CD, you'll see their easy flip and hold strategies for locating, evaluating, and flipping a property for profit in your area. So start learning on how you can access highly discounted properties and the right funding partners for that perfect flip and hold. Call 800-437-5951. Now, to get your free flipping CD, call 800-437-5951. And we'll also throw in our free live training to our introductory class, our flipping toolbox, plus a free digital smartwatch just for attending. Call 800-437-5951. That's 800-437-5951. And get your free flipping CD today. Call now.
There's only one thing better than watching really tall men in big baggy shorts running, bouncing, and shooting. And that's the after party at Delilah's. Just show your ticket stub for free admission. You'll be surrounded by outstanding food and the world's most beautiful showgirls. And not one of them will be wearing big baggy shorts, at least not for long. After the game, come play at Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, just off Delaware Avenue and just out of this world. Delilah's, voted America's number one gentleman's club. Delilah's, always on top. Get all the details now at Delilah's.com.
Right now at Aaron's, you can lease to own up to $5,000 of merchandise. Plus, if you sign up for Easy Pay, it's $0 due at signing. There's no credit needed, so why not get that Samsung big screen TV you've been wanting, that GE washer dryer, or that Ashley bedroom? Because you can get up to $5,000 in lease to own merchandise with no payment needed to get started when you sign up for Easy Pay. Going on now through April 30th at Aaron's. Transaction is a rental purchase agreement. Participating stores only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Would you like a greener, weed-free lawn that is also safer for your children and pets? Natural Lawn of America uses safer, organic-based lawn care products that will reduce the amount of chemical used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you don't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. By customizing a unique plan for your lawn, Natural Lawn will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. For a limited time only, Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full service program. So call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
And we approve this message.
The Big Beat.
Gary Barbera's spring sales event.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
$179 a month or less.
Boom.
Your choice.
Big Bad Bodacious Durango.
Rugged Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Rams, Renegades, Wranglers.
$179 a month or less. Oh, mama.
Philadelphia's Credit Connection.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
$179 a month or less.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. It's Barbera. They're the best, boy, I guess.
Boom. Your choice.
Big Bad Bodacious Durango. Rugged Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Renegades, Wranglers.
$179 a month or less. Is Barbera's on the Boulevard the best? Boy, I guess.
Hello!
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
I'm not kidding.
Boom. Your choice.
$179 a month or less.
Don't text and drive because Barbera cares.
Philly's official Sixers station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho.
11:45, 97.5, The Fanatic. In the post, Devon Givens with you as we discuss the 76ers' loss, 122-102 here on the Fanatic, 610-632-0975. Brian McLaughlin producing the show. We get ready for the postseason. Trying to push right through it, right? Get through these types of games. And still have to react to them, and that's what we're doing. 610-632-0975. So we give Mark his time on Twitter, at Mark1961. That was 2+ hours of my life that I won't ever get back. Repeat in Atlanta? Question mark? I don't know, Mark. But then I get one from Ian, iChickster. Quit your B, Devon. My God. They have the three spot. Won't lose it from here. This was a nothing game. Well, Ian, first of all, you heard me complaining, but did you also hear me say I'm not worried because they have the three spot? I just don't like how they're closing down the season. I don't know if you heard that part, Ian. And the other part of that is simply, yes, I agree they have the three spot, but they have a bigger goal than just the three spot. They have things that they have to do. And with them doing that, I want to see something a little bit crisper with the type of talent that they have on the floor. So no, Ian, I'm not. So if you want to turn the radio off, please do, because when I feel like complaining, I'm going to complain about it. All right? All right. I appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Nut. Sam and Overbrook start things off in the post. What's going on, Sam?
Devon, how are you?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
So, I don't know. I mean, is it too early to be seriously questioning this team's lack of depth? I mean, obviously.
Yeah, because Embiid will be on the floor and so will Jimmy Butler, so I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, but even
because
we're
only worried about the playoffs, and of course we're going to react as things go until we get there, but I'm not worried about it simply because when he's out there and when Butler's out there, they're a different team.
No, for sure. But, I mean, I don't know. I'm just looking at Toronto, Boston, Milwaukee. I mean, those teams are incredibly deep. And I don't know. I mean, after the trade deadline, obviously we bring in Tobias, but it seems like we took one step forward in terms of the starting five and one step back in terms of, you know, the bench. And
well, where did you really feel that the bench depth was already there?
Well, I thought that Shamet was promising and could come in and really just give you a spark offensively.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Mike Scott and Ennis, I'll give them credit defensively. But aside from that, have just been very inconsistent. And, like, I don't feel entirely comfortable when they're out on the floor.
And that's why, Sam, when we talk about the bench and the depth, and you pointed out correctly, of course, with the five starters that they have and how much they gain with that, they are an extension of that bench because there are always going to be two of them on the floor at all times. So you should be able to offset what you're talking, your concern about. Let's just point out Landry Shamet, for an example, can come off the bench and provide a spark. You would think that in that starting group that remains on the floor with Scott Ennis and whomever else might take the floor, that they can still get that type of production from that starter that they would get from that bench player offensively. All these guys that are coming off the bench are more defensive players. You have five offensive guys in your starting lineup.
No, of course. I agree with that. I mean, I'm just remembering last year how much of a momentum changer Bellinelli and Ilyasova were. And, you know, obviously they're both offensive-minded players, specifically Bellinelli. But, you know, it's going to be, again, playing, you know, looking towards the second round against the Torontos and the Bostons and the Milwaukees. Like, they are just, you know, one through, you know, 12, they're loaded. Not saying that we're out of the question, but, you know, it's just something that's kind of becoming glaringly apparent that these guys are just not, you know, necessarily the most reliable.
Well, listen, man, thanks for the call, Sam. And again, they're defensive guys, so if you're looking for an offensive output, these are not the types of players that you're asking that type of production from. That's where Tobias Harris comes in. You get the 20-plus points from him in the starting lineup, and I just can't stress it enough of how things come together with the starting unit and the reserves, and that's where the offensive production is hopefully going to come into play. With that spark, and I know in the first part of the show that we did from 6 to 7:45, we talked about how it's a totally different dynamic when you have someone like Lou Williams coming off the bench as a reserve. And to your point, Sam, the Landry Shamet comparison, as you say, Landry Shamet can come off the bench and maybe give you 18. And we know about the career high that he had when he was with the 76ers, knocking down all those threes for, what, 29 points, I believe it was, that particular night. And you get that type of output from someone like that off your bench, it's a bonus. But they didn't have the starting five like that for it to be that way, where you can have all of the defensive guys. And remember, Elton Brand talked about this. When last year Colangelo went and got Bellinelli, Ilyasova, you went for the shooting. This time, Elton Brand targeted athleticism and defense with the acquisitions outside of Tobias Harris. And that's very clear. We can see that. And that's because he felt like with the starting five and bringing in those athletes and those defenders off the bench, again, you're not going to take all five off the floor. You're only going to take two or three at a time off the floor. And then when that wave comes back in, they might bring three in or bring two in, however it goes, however Brett Brown sees fit with that rotation. So that offense should come from the remaining starters that are on the floor. You might get the few buckets from time to time from Mike Scott, where he's knocking down three of five threes in the second quarter, or James Ennis also knocks down three but can also get you some transition buckets with his athleticism and all of that. But that's where Tobias Harris, who remains on the floor with Joel Embiid or Ben Simmons, and the feature of that offense is them. Just you keep it going, right? You keep it going, and you just bring that different energy with that defense and the athleticism, spearheadings, maybe some fast break opportunities. You get those steals and get out in the open floor, get some runs, push the pace off of rebounds, because everyone can snatch the board and keep it moving, keep it going. Let's just say TJ McConnell is in for Ben Simmons, and then all of a sudden, right, you start pushing the ball with TJ, and you have on your wing either JJ Redick, which hasn't happened a lot where JJ's on the floor with TJ McConnell, but or Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris as your wing players. And now the offense is being run through those guys out there in the perimeter, some a little bit on the block because of their frames where they can take some of those smaller defenders on the post and go to work on them. That's what you expect from Brett Brown and the 76ers when they have those lineup changes, those substitutions with the depth that you're talking about, Sam, overall. So I'm not concerned about the depth because of the starting five. It's really about the starting five and how they continue to gel, because we keep hearing how they say it themselves. You know, it's just all about getting things right as we get ready, you know, for the postseason and all. I want to see it too, because sometimes you can still see that they have not been out there long enough. And then there are those times where just simply the play call is great. The talent overall can make anything look pretty good. And when you have someone as great, a first-team all-league player like Joel Embiid, you can mask some of those things. And they have to play defense. They have to play defense. And I think really when the postseason gets here, they will clamp down a little bit more. Curious to see what little tiny tweaks Jim O'Brien is able to make, filling in now for Billy Lang, who's headed to St. Joe's to be the head coach. What little tweaks he can make with that defense to stop those guards from scoring and stop some of those easy buckets that they get from time to time when Joel Embiid is either on a perimeter or his back is to, you know, the basket a little bit based on how he's defending his man. So it's going to be interesting to see how that all plays out. And again, Ian, my bad for complaining. All right, I just wanted a better performance going down the stretch with five games to go. Ian asks,
oh man, that's irritating.
Here's the question. He says, winning games or resting players, which is more important? Well, for me, it's about getting the games underneath your belt because, Ian, they still have things to work on together overall. Now, if you've seen something where they look a little more fluid, you can tweet me back where you felt like, I've seen enough, I think they're going to be fine. I think they're going to be good, too, in the postseason. But I want them to get past the second round, and they have to be locked in when they get to the Toronto Raptors and that Eastern Conference semis. Could something from game number 77 and a loss against Dallas stand out? Maybe. Maybe not. Both of us will have to wait and find out. But what I'm seeing, again, my point, Ian, is you can rest Joel Embiid and you can rest Jimmy Butler. I feel like they can win this game against Dallas without either of them, and they did not. And my other point, Ian, was win this game, lock down the third seed early so you can start to rest those other players. So we agree on both. I want to win and rest players. You want to win and rest players. We're going at it about a different way where you are not concerned at all about anything. I didn't like how they played tonight. I simply pointed out again, hey, I wanted to see a better performance. Am I overly concerned? Not at all, but I didn't like what I saw, and my job is to come on here and say it. I wish, Ian, you were sitting right next to me, and we could do this together, going back and forth. 610-632-0975, Brian McLaughlin, Devon Givens, in the post, Sixers fall 122-102 to Dallas. I didn't like the loss. Ian said it was okay here in the Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This 97.5 The Fanatic golf report is brought to you by Callaway Golf. The 2019 golf season is officially open with the playing of the 83rd Masters at Augusta National. It's also a great time for you to get your golf game in gear by winning free golf at Broad Run Golfers Club, along with a dozen Callaway balls and a $50 gift card from Second Swing Golf. Just go to 97.5thefanatic.com. Click on the contest icon, follow the directions, and enter, picking the winner and the winning score. Par is 288. Tough to pick the winner with so many great players, including Americans Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau, and defending champ Patrick Reed. But I'm putting my money on a European. Winners of the Ryder Cup and the last three PGA events. Make it four in a row with Justin Rose taking home the green jacket. For the Fanatic, I'm Mike Rose. Callaway Golf is again leading the way with the latest innovations in equipment, topping Golf Digest 2019 hot list. Check out the new Epic Driver with flash-based technology, Apex Irons and Big Bertha Hybrids, and the ball to change the ball, Callaway Chrome Soft, all at CallawayGolf.com.
Everyone loves a nice green lawn, but we don't want to sacrifice the safety of our loved ones, you and your kids, your neighbors' kids, pets out there, and you should be conscious of what's going on your lawn. So this season, call Natural Lawn of America. They use safer, organic-based lawn care products that will reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natrolon, you don't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. They actually do keep your grass greener and keep away the weeds. For over 25 years, Natrolon has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natrolon's customized treatments will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. And for a limited time only, Natrolon is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's right, $100 off. If you want a greener lawn with fewer weeds, call Natrolon today and tell them Jason Mertita sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. And get $100 off now. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed. It's Window Nation's annual spring cleaning sales event. Are your windows having issues? Cracks, hard to open, unusual moisture? Or are you just window shopping? If so, call Window Nation today and schedule a free in-home estimate. Window Nation will save you 50% off all style windows. Get upfront pricing and no hidden terms. That's 50% off every single style of window. Plus, for the next 2 weeks, save even more with 0% interest for 5 full years on your entire purchase. That's 0% interest until 2024. Get a jump on your spring cleanup and call Window Nation, where every window is installed by factory-trained professionals and guaranteed to be done right the first time. And every window is backed by a company with an A+ Better Business Bureau ranking and over 10,000 positive online reviews. There are many reasons Window Nation has installed over 475,000 windows in more than 80,000 homes. Hurry, these off-season savings won't last long. 50% off and 0% financing for 5 years. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Hey everybody, Anthony Gargano here to talk to you about the most convenient, affordable way to help with your cleanup.
Yeah, the Bagster.
I love this product, a 3-cubic yard dumpster in a bag. Sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, and local home improvement stores. And for only $29.99. Whatever your cleanup plans are, I'm telling you, the Bagster bag can take it on. Buy it, fill it, and it's gone. This is Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up, the Bagster. Dumpster in the back.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Get up to a $500 rebate in special financing with approved credit on a new air conditioning system in time for summer. See your independent American Standard dealer for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com. That's AmericanStandardAir.com.
Guys, are you looking for the perfect engagement ring that will rock her world? Then don't miss the Viraggio Trunk Show at Spivak Jewelers on April 5th and 6th. Famous designer Barry Viraggio will be making a rare trunk show appearance. You may not know who he is, but your girl sure does. You're guaranteed to find something special for your special someone. Enjoy a luxury buy-in experience for every price point at the Viraggio Trunk Show, April 5th and 6th, exclusively at Spivak Jewelers, where South Jersey gets engaged. Learn more at SpivakJewelers.com.
Around here, everyone knows you need the right tool for the job. It's the difference between orders filled and orders missed, between return customers and product returns. That's why I order from Grainger. With over 250 local branches, will call product pickup, and a time-saving mobile app, it's easy to get it right. When it comes to getting what you need, when you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
And we approve this message.
The Big B.
Gary Barbera's spring sales event.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
$179 a month or less.
Boom.
Your choice.
Big Bad Bodacious Durango.
Rugged Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Rams, Renegades, Wranglers.
$179 a month or less.
Oh, mama.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
$179 a month or less.
Hey, this is Coach Peter. Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Boom.
Your choice.
Big Bad Bodacious Durango.
Rugged Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Renegades, Wranglers.
$179 a month
or less.
Is Barbera's on the Boulevard the best? Boy, I guess.
Hello!
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
I'm not kidding.
Boom.
Your choice.
$179 a month.
$179 a month or less.
Don't text and drive because Barbera cares.
Oh, yeah!
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
And the Sixers win with a game.
97.5, the Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia.
A Beasley Media Group station.
The Sixers station.
Big pimpin', baby.
In the post, 1203-97.5, the Fanatic, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio. Only from Comcast, I'm Devon Givens, hanging out with Brian McLaughlin here in the studio. We're going until 1 o'clock in the post. Sixers, Mavs, Dallas comes out on top, 122-102. Heard here on the Fanatic. So they get back at it on Wednesday. Game number 77 in the books. Five games to go. Wednesday, Atlanta Hawks. Atlanta plays tomorrow, and that will be the third game on the road trip, getting that one out of the way before they head back to Philadelphia. And you hope they don't overlook Atlanta, getting ready to play the Milwaukee game, the big Milwaukee game, on Thursday back here in Philadelphia at the Center, which is a nationally televised game. So you don't want them to overlook the Hawks, knowing that the Hawks play them well and come back with another loss against the Milwaukee Bucks. And hopefully Joel Embiid, that would be, again, Brett Brown pointed out how he's going to be out for three games. This would be the third game on Wednesday that he would be out. We hope to see him on Thursday night against the Milwaukee Bucks, which is a bigger opponent, of course. And we know about that one where he sat out against Charlotte, came back against the Boston Celtics. They got the win. And this will be a similar situation. Set out the three games for load management. Come back on Thursday against Milwaukee. And then you just question if he's going to play against Chicago, Milwaukee, and Chicago down the stretch and how they would decide to go that route, Brett Brown, especially if the third seed is locked down, which we all believe. My man Ian, he's the theme of the show tonight. We all agree that their third seed is theirs. You just want to see them playing better with the resting of the players as they go from game to game. And we talked about this like 2 weeks ago at some point, resting Bob Cooney and I live from the Center doing the show, resting J.J. Redick, and the same for Ben Simmons, who simply plays so many minutes and plays every game without missing any. I think he missed like two games this season, Ben Simmons. And then the same for Tobias Harris, hasn't missed a game since he's been here after the trade. You want to get those players some time to rest and get ready for the postseason. With the season ending on that Wednesday, you're just not sure where they're going to be on that Saturday, next Saturday, Sunday the 13th or the 14th. I believe it will be on a Saturday, no matter the opponent, whether it's Detroit, Miami, Brooklyn, whomever it might be. I still think the 76ers for some reason will play on that Saturday because they are that hot primetime team, so you're going to get that type of run from them. And you're just looking at how things close out during the season. And my other thing with that is, as we talk about this tonight, 610-632-0975, and I stress it, and I talk about it all the time, it's just that we don't know that you're good enough yet to, as we say, walk on the floor and just expect to beat the Atlanta Hawks or expect to beat the Orlando Magic because you are the superior talent. You are, and you should, and I think you can walk on the floor and beat those teams. But you know, at this stage of the season, Ian is right in this sense. It's not about the regular season, it's about the postseason, which is why I've been looking at, just like others are and have, looking at the postseason through the lens of these few games left of the regular season and getting things right. Because we see too many times where, like tonight, you know, the careless turnovers where you leave your feet, Ben Simmons, and you throw a bad pass. J.J. Redick, and he has four turnovers tonight. And those things are going to happen. We know these losses are going to happen. But with 77 now in the books, five to go, just want to see something a little seamless. And that's where I am with this basketball team. And I know a lot of people feel the same. And a lot of people feel the same as Ian. So if I'm wrong, please tell me. And that's why Ian and I had a good dialogue on Twitter, and we're all good now. He invited me to Melbourne, Australia, where he is currently. So, you know, it's all good. It's no problem. 610-632-0975. And we can get Brian's thoughts on this. This is going to be a fun hour, 12 to 1, here in the post as we dissect and digest this loss. You kind of just want to put it behind you, especially after the great weekend the Phillies gave us with the three games at home, winning against the Atlanta Braves. Bryce Harper looking fantastic. Andrew McCutchen doing his thing. Rhys Hoskins hitting a grand slam. Mikel Franco, 7 RBI in the three game, looking fantastic in the eighth hole. Just want to keep this thing going. Yeah, I'm right. I know. I'm complaining about a loss.
You're allowed to complain about this loss.
I'll take it.
You're allowed to complain about this loss because their best player wasn't even on the court.
No, he was not.
And yeah, these games don't mean anything, but you also don't have to go out and look like absolute crap either. You can have some effort and play a little bit better than they did tonight. That was pitiful.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter at the end of the day because they're going to be the 3 seed, but you'd like to look a little bit better than that.
Oh, yeah, certainly. And that's all I was saying. You just want to see a better effort overall, especially if you have your night off, day between games, coming from Minnesota, a little bit of practice out there, fly to where they are tonight against the Dallas Mavericks, fly to Dallas, and you say, okay, cool, they're ready to go, especially after a tough, hard-fought win last night for the Dallas Mavericks. They have no legs. They're not ready, even though they're a lot of youth on that basketball team. They just want to go out there and play basketball. But you say, you know what? Coming off that type of win, we come into Dallas. We'll take care of business. We'll take care of business against this young basketball team. And they did not. Instead, that young basketball team put it on you, and a nice coaching job by Rick Carlisle. And the buttons just simply were not pressed the right way tonight by Brett Brown and the team. They just simply did not have it. Lackluster effort, and I wanted to see something better. That's all. 610-632-0975. And like we pointed out, low number in the turnovers. That's a good number, 12. The bad part is giving up to 18 points off of those turnovers. You hope that the numbers stay in that area, 12, during the postseason, but you stop those opportunities on the other end after those turnovers are caused by the opposition. Struggling from deep tonight, 6 of 33, 4 of 11 for J.J. Redick. Tobias Harris and T.J. McConnell are the only two who hit three-pointers on the evening. Mike Scott, that's all he really shot tonight, shot 4 of them and did not connect at all. So, yeah, just one of those tough nights. Just one of those tough nights, and hopefully they can bounce back against the Atlanta Hawks. And no, the Atlanta Hawks are not good, but they just play you well. Same thing with the Brooklyn Nets. They just play you well. And last week they took care of the Brooklyn Nets at the center by beating them on the floor here in Philadelphia and letting them know, hey, if we meet in the postseason, this is not going to be an easy thing. And we know you've had success against us. However, it's not going to fly in the 7-game series. You're not going to beat us. And by the way, Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, the NBA insider, is reporting that Kenny Atkinson and his coaching staff are negotiating a contract extension with the Brooklyn Nets, well-deserved by them. Kenny Atkinson and company have done a very nice job with that basketball team built by Sean Marks. He was the general manager for the Brooklyn Nets. 610-632-0975.
Here's one thing I just I want to get your thoughts on. This is the second time in a week that they've had like a ridiculous scoring drought.
Yeah.
It was against in Orlando last week.
36-9.
Yeah, and now tonight they just
26-8 run in the second quarter.
Yeah, they went like 15 minutes without scoring, it felt like. This is the second time.
Yeah,
a little bit alarming.
You try to put your finger on it, and then you can't. You say, what is the problem? They get good looks, and we know it's hard to shoot a basketball into that rim. And the net, of course, it's very difficult to do, but this is what they do. This was what makes them the best in the world by doing that. And teams are going to make runs. The Sixers are going to make their own where they go 33-12 run to put their opponent away. So it's going to happen. But you're right. This is two times that we've now seen it with such a wide margin. And you wonder why, because as you look at it, you say, man, they just got some good shots and they got some good layup attempts. Why such the wide margin when we're talking about these runs that the other teams are putting on the 76ers? It's really hard to put your finger on it.
Yeah, and the effort wasn't there tonight, obviously, after the first quarter, but the scoring droughts, it's like, come on. You got J.J. Redick, Tobias Harris, Ben Simmons out there. Yeah, those guys perform.
And if the jumper is not falling, certainly get to the basket, get yourself some easy ones, get some free throws where now things will start to fall and feel more natural for you, feel more comfortable, where you don't have to force those jump shots, those perimeter shots. And if they're not falling, certainly teams are going to back off, maybe not off of Harris and Redick because they are known to be those outside shooters, but some of the other players, and then they take away the drive, the defense. So it is something, 26-8, but it was just that kind of night. It was that kind of night for Dallas. It was that kind of night for the 76ers where they couldn't stop the Dallas Mavericks. So it's one of those things that we look at and say, to Ian's point, hey, they're going to be the third seed, like we said. We all agree there. And this was a nothing game as framed by Ian, but you just want to see it put together towards the end a little bit better than they have been over the last couple of weeks. They had the two-game winning streak, of course, the bad loss to Orlando in Atlanta. We didn't like how they performed in those particular games. Just want to see something a little smoother, a little crisper as they head into the postseason. Golden State could potentially be losing. Denver could be losing the same thing going down the stretch, and then once they get into the postseason, they turn it on. We just don't know that we've seen that from Philadelphia to say that, oh, all right, they can lose 5 of 7 down the stretch and then just turn it on when they get to the postseason. If you believe that and you have the belief, the faith, that that's the type of team that they are and they can go out there and flat out give you that type of production, and more power to you. I don't see that yet. I don't know, because they haven't really earned that right for me to simply say, oh, it's cool, it's no problem, we'll see you in on April 13th at 5:30 against the Brooklyn Nets and you'll be fine. And I'm sure I will say that because we're going to give a prediction. And I'm going to say a 7-game series, they're going to beat this team in 5 games, because I believe that they will against whomever the opponent is, Miami, Brooklyn, Detroit, Orlando, whoever it is. I think they're going to win because they are better than those teams. And you can look at certain matchups and say, oh, man, the 76ers are going to do this. This is how they're going to go about it. Andre Drummond, while he has some nice games against Embiid, Embiid flat out dominates him 95% of the time, so it's going to offset. All you have to worry about really is Blake Griffin, and don't let Reggie Jackson get off, who's been having a nice second season. And on the opposite end, D'Angelo Russell is going to get his. Spencer Dinwiddie might come off the bench and get you buckets as well. And Jared Allen, you just don't let him do anything offensively. He's going to play strong defense, but Embiid might simply get him in trouble where you don't have to worry about it, get him in foul trouble, where everything will flat out work out for the basketball team. And again, I believe that they're going to advance to the Eastern Conference semis. Beyond that, I don't know. Will it be competitive against the Toronto Raptors? I hope it's more than competitive, where they win that series and advance to the Eastern Conference finals. But we don't yet know that. But what we do know is, reacting to each game, you just want to see something. I want to see something a certain way for them as they walk into that postseason, because I think they are capable of playing well. I think they're just simply capable of playing better. And when I say a lot of times that the Golden State Warriors, people be like, oh, Golden State's falling apart down the stretch, they don't look like they want it, this might be the year and all that. It could potentially be the year. Last year, Houston should have won. Chris Paul hurt his hammy and it messed things up. And then Houston went cold in game 7, where they could not make a 3-pointer, could not make a shot at all. Golden State took it and then they went on to win the championship. The luxury of that Golden State team is the fact that they have won. We've seen it when they have won. And in this case, for Philadelphia, they have not won anything yet. They haven't gotten past the second round. So I don't know that they can just flip the switch like Golden State can flip the switch and get it done. I have no idea that they can do that. I really don't. But I do think they're going to be good. I just want them to be cleaner as they go into things. Now, as I pointed out too in the past, it was specifically that Cleveland game where they had 22 turnovers and Cleveland had single turnovers in that game, but Philadelphia still won. It gives them an opportunity to right their wrongs, to look at the mistakes that they did make on that particular night through film study, hit the practice floor, which they will do after that final regular season game against the Chicago Bulls. Maybe we won't see Ben Simmons. Maybe we won't see anybody in the starting five against the Chicago Bulls. And that would be great. Okay? That would be great. But the other good thing is, one more time, having the chance to look at film, hit that practice floor, and go over some things that you need to really lock in on the playoffs like we expect. Because they are a good basketball team, a very good basketball team. Other good basketball teams are in the Eastern Conference as well, and it is going to be a fight in every round as they advance from 1, 2, and hopefully 3 as well to get to the NBA Finals and represent the Eastern Conference. I just don't like how certain things are going as they close out the regular season. Last year, we were all on the high level. We were sky high with 16 games in a row. They couldn't do anything wrong. We were waiting, questioning, hey, should they lose a game going into the playoffs so they can be right, so they're not too high? They don't have that big head where it's going to be a problem. Maybe Ian is right, and I'm giving Ian a lot of props tonight because it was just a good back and forth, that with it, this is something that they build off of, as we just pointed out, can go into the practice sessions, can go into the video room and check things out and see exactly where they went wrong, how they can improve to make sure they don't make the same mistakes, don't have these runs where guys go on 26 to 8 runs and hurt them and really separate themselves from the 76ers, where we're sitting there scratching our heads saying, what is going on? How come they can't get a bucket? It's a different team when Embiid is on the floor, the same with Jimmy Butler. But right now, I just look at it and say the talent that they have overall, the 5 guys that they have in the starting lineup who were on that cover of Sports Illustrated, something about process this, I think it is. As I look at it from afar, yeah, process this. All right, process it. Process how you're not getting things done down the stretch, and it should be better. And we don't know that it won't become an issue in the playoffs down the line. We don't. I agree they got the third seed locked in. All they have to do is win a game. It's almost impossible for those other teams, Boston and Indiana, to catch them, to take the third seed away from them. It's theirs. But can they be a little, can you give me a better performance against the Dallas Mavericks? Can you? Can you just a little bit? Give me a little bit better performance against this basketball team tonight after playing the way that they had to play last night. All right? That's all I'm asking. Pacers beat the Detroit Pistons 111-102. So they got that one done. I'm trying to pull up Boston. And we know Boston also won tonight. Let me see what the score is. Boston beat up, as a matter of fact. Boston, as I scroll through it, I apologize. Boston beat, well, they did beat up and they let them come back. Miami 110-105. Milwaukee 131-121 over Brooklyn.
See, Milwaukee is playing for nothing as well. And they're winning.
On the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they played last night as well, but they did rest Giannis and Bledsoe. But still, you're right. 121-109 Toronto over Orlando. That also in the Eastern Conference. And Charlotte lost to Utah, so you can pretty much count them out. It's between Miami and Orlando, Brooklyn and Detroit as they fight for those final 6, 7, and 8 spots in the Eastern Conference, because they're not that far from one another in terms of the standings at all.
And the Suns, like I told you pre-show, won.
They did. Knocked off Cleveland, as I was looking at the score, 122-113. Devin Booker did not go for 50. Got 25 tonight. 8 of 18 shooting. He passed the basketball tonight. Thank you, Devin Booker. 13 assists. 6 turnovers on the evening. Second leading scorer was Josh Jackson off the bench with 19. Also, Jamal Crawford contributing 19. Mikhail had 15 points. He had 11 in the first quarter, so he was just drilling things early on, knocking down a couple of threes, got some and-one threes as well. No steals tonight, huh? But he got 3 blocks, so we'll take that. 15, 2, and 2. 3 block shots, 1 turnover in 40 minutes. He had a team high 40 minutes and 35 seconds for the Phoenix Suns tonight as they beat the Cleveland Cavaliers, who stink. 610-632-0975. We're going into post. This is 122-102 was the score from Dallas as the 76ers fall to the Mavericks, but they're still in the 3 spot because they have a cushion of 3.5 games over both Indiana and Boston, who won tonight 49-28, are the Philadelphia 76ers. Their next win, hopefully on Wednesday against the Atlanta Hawks, will be win number 50 for Brett Brown and the crew. Back-to-back seasons of 50 wins for Philadelphia. We hope that happens on Wednesday. 610-632-0975. We take this quick break. We come right back in the post right here in the Fanatic.
Devon Givens. Give it up. On 97.5. The Fanatic.
If you're not making $5,000 to $10,000 a month at your current job, then maybe it's time to start flipping properties for quick cash. If you like the sound of that, you're in luck. Over the last 5 years, the NREN team of flippers has been perfecting the art of flipping properties for cash without the added risk of using your own money or credit. Call now, and they'll send a free copy of their audio CD, The Network's Flipping Formula. On this CD, you'll see their easy flip and hold strategies for locating, evaluating, and flipping a property for profit in your area. So start learning on how you can access highly discounted properties and the right funding partners for that perfect flip and hold. Call 800-437-5951. Now, to get your free flipping CD, call 800-437-5951. And we'll also throw in our free live training to our introductory class, our flipping toolbox, plus a free digital smartwatch just for attending. Call 800-437-5951. That's 800-437-5951. And get your free flipping CD today. Call now.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, man, where you getting all that energy from at your age? I know you're over 40 now, right?
Yo, keep it down. I don't want you to scare away all my new ladies.
Come on now. Tell me what's giving you this big boost of energy these days.
Well, it's easy. I got me a complimentary bottle of that award-winning Nugenix.
Wait a minute. You're talking about the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC stores?
You know it. But I got my bottle, compliments of Nugenix, by texting HOT to 42424.
Man, I could really use some of that, too. You're saying I just text HOT to 42424.
That's right. Just text HOT to 42424.
Get your complimentary bottle today by texting HOT to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available at stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text HOT to 42424. That's H-O-T to 42424. HOT to 42424.
It's Window Nation's annual spring cleaning sales event. Are your windows having issues? Cracks? Hard to open? Unusual moisture? Or are you just window shopping? If so, call Window Nation today and schedule a free in-home estimate. Window Nation will save you 50% off all style windows. Get upfront pricing and no hidden terms. That's 50% off every single style of window. Plus, for the next 2 weeks, save even more with 0% interest for 5 full years on your entire purchase. That's 0% interest until 2024. Get a jump on your spring cleanup and call Window Nation, where every window is installed by factory-trained professionals and guaranteed to be done right the first time. And every window is backed by a company with an A+ Better Business Bureau ranking and over 10,000 positive online reviews. There are many reasons Window Nation has installed over 475,000 windows in more than 80,000 homes. Hurry, these off-season savings won't last long. 50% off and 0% financing for 5 years. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Hi, it's Jamie Lynch. Have you downloaded the new PropSwap app yet? If not, and you're betting on this tournament, then you could be missing out big time. List your ticket for free and lock in your profits. Or find a ticket on PropSwap and buy it at better odds than you could at a sportsbook. Just do what I did and download the free PropSwap app. And make sure you click the notification button on the app and you'll be notified each time a new ticket becomes available. The best way to buy and sell your sports tickets for this tournament is through the free PropSwap app. The Fanatic Steal of the Week saves you money with the Ron Jaworski Golf Passport. Back on sale for a limited time, enjoy a round of golf at 6 of Ron Jaworski's golf clubs for just $89. That's 82% discount on 18 holes at Running Deer Golf Club, Ramblewood Country Club, Riverwinds Golf and Tennis Club, Blue Heron Pines Golf Club, Downeytown Country Club, and of course, Valley Brook Country Club. One low price for 6 great golf courses. Save big on the Ron Jaworski Golf Passport at 975thefanatic.com. Hurry before they sell out.
97.5 The Fanatic is an equal opportunity employer and is dedicated to performing broad outreach to fill job vacancies at the station. We seek the help of local community organizations in referring qualified applicants to our station. Community organizations that wish to receive our job posting should contact the Fanatic's business office by calling 610-771-9750. We also encourage listeners to visit bbgi.com, where you'll find an online listing of job openings at Beasley Media Group LLC.
This is Ron Jaworski. When is the last time you checked your water heater? It's not something you think about every day, and probably not even on your radar. But if you could avoid a flooded basement or go without hot water for days, you would, right? Go to BradfordWhite.com and go to the Customers tab and click on Homeowners. In that section, there's a Find Your Model and Serial Number tab. You'll see exactly how to determine what kind of shape your water heater is in and if you are due for a replacement. Visit BradfordWhite.com. today.
Science takes over the region during the Philadelphia Science Festival, April 26th through May 4th. Get nerdy with more than 80 events in bars, libraries, parks, and museums. Learn more at philla-science-festival.org.
Sports Talk for Willingboro and all of Burlington County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey. 1229, 97.5, The Fanatic. We are in the post. Sixers down 122-102 to the Dallas Mavericks. Your thoughts, 610-632-0975. It popped up on my son's feed here. Making franchise history, Mikal Bridges becomes the first Suns rookie with 100-plus threes and 100-plus steals. I'll take that. Congratulations, cuz. Putting your name in the history books. 610-633, as they get the win tonight, 610-632-0975. All right, let's go to Ernest in Trenton, who wants to jump in here. We don't want to make him wait too long. Let's get Ern in here, see what's going on. What's up, Ern?
Hey, how you doing, man?
How you doing?
I'm all right, man. How are you?
Hanging in there. What's up with you?
Hey, man, I'm just getting off work, but, you know, I try to catch you when I can, you know, and I like your show, man. It's pretty open.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You talking about the Sixers. I mean, I go way back, man, but I've been a Sixer fan for a long time. But anyway, I don't know. I mean, you get Tobias Harris within less than a half a season to work it in. I don't understand you resting and beat out. He's not hurt, right?
No, just some load management to get him some rest as they get prepared for the postseason.
Okay, well, I guess LeBron made this stuff popular. All of a sudden now, you know, they're resting players in the Warriors back when they won the first championships. But anyway, you try to go out on a winning, a winning type tandem. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you don't want
it's a winning note overall.
Right, and this time of year, we know this is a time of year teams that you should be can come around and be scoreless.
Yeah, yep.
You're not watching your back, all of a sudden you're down, okay? You know, but anyway, I just hope that Ben Simmons will get more confidence and be a little more aggressive because he's still not coming around shooting that outside shot. They got a talented team. Their bench, and I stand to be corrected, maybe they're not as good as the bench they had last year. I really miss Dario Saric because he was a blue-collar type player, man.
Yeah, he was a nice player, and I like Dario Saric, but you have to give up that type of player to get Jimmy Butler back. And in terms of Ben Simmons shooting, Ern, I'm not worried about it right now because it's not going to turn around so fast. This late in the season, that's something that's going to have to be done, put into work in the offseason. Now, he does it at practice, and he does it pregame. If you're ever there early enough to watch the game, you'll see those things as well. But in order for it to really turn out to be something that's a real weapon, that's going to have to be the main focus in the offseason. At this point, it's what it is.
Well, Brett Brown is going to have to strategize a little better. It's a lot on him, man. I don't know. I'm not putting him down because he's been there through this transition. I mean, I see some things last year. I didn't understand some rotational changes. But, I mean, this is the time to put up or shut up. You know, you got to be ready. You got to be able to go 10 deep.
Yeah, well, they're going to do – Ern, thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate the kind words from you tonight. And 10 deep, well, I mean – Brett Brown's probably going to go 8 to 9 deep with some, as I say a lot, and I say it often, maybe people get tired of me saying, but it's true for me, it's real, situational adjustments based on his personnel and how he decides to disperse those minutes out there on the floor and who he gives them to in the postseason, because it could be, he said it himself, you know, Mike Scott, Jonah Bolden, a little bit of Amir Johnson from time to time at that center spot in the reserve role for Joel Embiid when he comes off the floor. And it's going to be based off of the opponent. Who is the opponent that he is, you know, trying to fix the lineup against? Who is it? And we can get into that once things get closer, with it being Detroit, Brooklyn, Miami, or Orlando at that point for that sixth seed, because the Sixers are going to lock down the three seed. We'll get into that. But I think it's going to be 8-9 deep. And if he goes 10, it's just one of those, hey, I need maybe some energy here. Let me switch things up a little bit and go this route. And we've seen the regular rotation that I thought would be it, which is Ennis, Scott, McConnell, and Boban Marjanovic. Now with Embiid out, he has to go a little deeper, and that's why Jonah Bolden is starting. Maybe Jonah Bolden is that 10th guy, you know, that swing guy. Maybe it's Amir Johnson from time to time. Who knows? Maybe it's Zaire Smith for 2 minutes. Run up and down the floor, get a block. You know, get some deflections and some steal, just some energy. Maybe he gets a dunk, ignites the crowd, gets the teammates going. Something. But coaches know those buttons to push. And we'll see what Brett Brown decides to do with this basketball team as they head into the postseason. With the three seed, at some point they'll lock it down and get ready for whoever the sixth seed opponent is. 610-632-0975. Dustin in the Northeast is next on the Fanatic. Dustin.
My man Devon. How are you?
What's up, man? What's going on? How you doing?
You know, just got done work, dude. It's a pleasure to hear you, man.
Yeah,
every time I hear you, I got
extended.
Call
little extended time.
Hey, I'm not complaining, dude. I'm not complaining. Listen, they're gonna be fine. They're going to be fine. And if anybody is doubting that, go back and watch what they did to the Milwaukee Bucks on their home field, when at that point before that game, they only had like 10 or 11 losses at home.
Yeah, they did.
That was a playoff game. And they had their foot on the throttle the entire game. And they kept going and they kept going and they kept going. They're going to be fine. We didn't have JoJo in there. And everybody who's a Sixers fan knows that this team is completely different when he's on the field. And a perfect example of it, the only thing look at what the Phillies are doing right now with Bryce Harper just in the lineup. Mm-hmm. He's making such a difference. And that's what Joel Embiid is. I think he's a top three player in the league. I think he's more valuable to our team than anybody else in the league to their team.
Well, my thing is, I've said it plenty of times, I think they're going to be fine. I just didn't like the performance that they put out there tonight. I said that from the start, and I'll say it again. I think they'll be fine the entire way. We'll see what happens once they get to the second round. But I just want to see something better, because with Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris and J.J. Redick, they should beat this Dallas Mavericks team tonight. Didn't have to be a blowout again, but Dallas blew you out, so why not blow them out?
No, that's true. But, you know, at the same time, you have to remember we didn't have Jimmy out there.
So what?
World class defender. Yeah, but Devon, they only shot 18% from the 3-point line.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen too often.
They were really good looks, though. They were open looks. And because the opportunity and the space was created from Joel Embiid, the presence of him being on the floor. But they got good looks tonight. They missed.
They did get good looks. They were just straight out missing. And dude, I'm not defending them at all. You know me. If they play good, I'll pump them up. And if they play bad, I have no problem saying they play bad. They played a horrible game tonight. And hopefully, the thing that we can keep in the back of our minds is get this out now before the playoffs start.
Well, yeah,
and
I said the same thing.
You know, there's just this team, when they're clicking, they're a world-class team, dude. They really are. And I really think, you know, your last caller was talking about how LeBron started this whole resting at the end of the season and everything like that. If you go back and look, I was talking to a producer. If you go back and look at Shaq's numbers, and the amount of games he's played throughout his career. Orlando Magic used to run him up and down the court because when he was at LSU, he was able to do it. But when he got out of Orlando, go back and look how many games he was playing a season, especially when he was with the Lakers and they went on those crazy runs. Mm-hmm. Dude, he was only playing like 55 games a year.
Well, he was hurt. He was hurt a lot, and that was something. Remember, he was hurt because the conditioning wasn't right. Dust, good to hear from you, man. Be safe getting home. Thanks for calling. If you remember, that's when Kobe would call him like fat and out of shape and all that stuff, and he hated that his work ethic wasn't really where it needed to be. And Embiid is, we've talked about it before, where his conditioning can sometimes be an issue, where we want his conditioning to be better. And that was something that was a focus for him in the offseason. He hated how the series against Boston in the semis finished up, because if you remember, that layup opportunity that he had against Al Horford was blocked simply because he couldn't get enough lift off the floor because he was so exhausted. They had played so much. It was the most he had ever played in his career. And the conditioning was there. So he wanted to make sure he came back in as best shape as possible this season. And he's looked great. Sometimes the conditioning, we can see it as a problem, especially when he's not, when he's taken a couple of games off and he has to get back into just basketball rhythm. And it's not like he's here not doing anything. We know he's doing something that's simulating opportunities for him to continue to work. But we know they're a different team, and we want a different result at the end of this season than we had last year for this basketball team. And I certainly hope that they have an opportunity to go out there and prove to us that they can beat the Toronto Raptors, because it will be a tough battle. But it's going to be fun, because I think they're going to mop up whoever they play in the first round. And then get ready for the Toronto Raptors, starting in Toronto, game number one, which is, that was going to be something. 610-632-0975. Tough loss tonight, 122-102. But they'll be okay, because they are going to lock down that third seed. Just want to see something better on their way out as they get ready to head into the playoffs. 610-632-0975. Final segment coming up on the other side. We are in the post. Until then, on the Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
There's a place in Pennsylvania where the aroma of freshly baked bread takes you back to a kinder, gentler time. A time when families still gather together to enjoy a handmade tomato pie. When traditional recipes and fresh ingredients combine for an authentic old world taste. That time and place still exist at Corpolese Bakery and Deli. Since 1924, the Corpolese family has been sharing their favorite foods and flavors with their favorite Philadelphians. Hand-carved deli meats and cheeses, freshly baked breads, rolls, cookies, pies, and more. And of course, the world-famous Corpolese tomato pie, voted best in Philadelphia in 2014. Corpolese Bakery and Deli in Norristown, Limerick, and Douglasville, where four generations of pride go into everything they make, including hoagie and party trays, specialty cakes, and stromboli. Take yourself back to a better time at Corpolese Bakery and Deli, where nostalgia isn't just a word, it's an ingredient. Learn more at CorpoleseBakery.com.
What a night. Sports betting is here at three locations. Clark's Casino, the South Philadelphia Racing Sportsbook, and the Valley Forge Racing Sportsbook. All your favorite ways to bet. Spread, moneyline, totals, props, parlays, and teasers. Come bet and watch all the college basketball tournament action, international soccer, and the start of baseball season. Plus, use your mobile bet slip builder to see real-time sports odds from anywhere. Plan your bet in advance. Bet with the best at three locations. Pennsylvania's number one casino, Clark's Casino, plus the South Philadelphia and Valley Forge Racing Sportsbook.
Clark's Casino, your place for action and excitement. Comedy night every Wednesday, 8 p.m. at Olivetta. Hole-in-One Friday, April 12th, 2 to 10. Every 15 minutes, one randomly selected winner gets to putt their way to free slot play. Prizes up to $1,000. April 14th, Wheel of Fortune slot tournament is back. Earn 80 entries from 6 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Free slot play prizes up to $7,500. Visit the Excite Center at Clark's Casino. Wayne Brady, May 3rd in Hotel California, June 21st. Tickets for these shows and more on sale now. Visit ParksCasino.com. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Return postage extra. Auto ship and other terms apply. Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions are posted at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, losing your hair sucks, doesn't it? Covering up your thinning hair under a hat, or even worse, doing the dreaded comb over. Don't hide it.
deal with it. Try new Thickhead, the hair regrowth system for men that'll leave your hair looking thicker, fuller instantly. And if you order today, you'll get 50% off plus free shipping on your introductory kit. Just text FLO to 246810 for a link to this mind-blowing hair regrowing offer.
Oh, yeah!
Thickhead contains one of the only FDA-approved treatments and is clinically proven to regrow your hair. In fact, Thickhead comes with an ironclad 120-day hair regrowth guarantee. That means if you don't see real hair regrowing on your noggin in 120 days, you pay nothing for the product. Just text FLO to 246810 right now and get 50% off your introductory kit. That's right, FLO to 246810. You heard me. Text FLO to 246810. Thick head for men. Get ahead of it.
The Fanatics Deal of the Week saves you money with the Ron Jaworski Golf Passport. Back on sale for a limited time. Enjoy a round of golf at six of Ron Jaworski's golf clubs for just $89. That's 82% discount on 18 holes at Running Deer Golf Club, Ramblewood Country Club, Riverwinds Golf and Tennis Club, Blue Heron Pines Golf Club, Downingtown Country Club, and of course, Valley Brook Country Club. One low price for six great golf courses. Save big on the Ron Jaworski Golf Passport at 975thefanatic.com. Hurry before they sell out.
Fanatic fan favorites.
From outlet and ceiling fan installs to rewiring and safety inspections, Farron Electric will keep your home lit and your family safe. Visit FarronElectric.com for an estimate.
From strategy and digital marketing to creative and website development, Be Marketing is an end-to-end full-service advertising solution. Get started today by visiting BEMarketing.com.
Fanatic fan favorites on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Philadelphia area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 215-490-9999. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Philadelphia, Radnor, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
In a world of division, we bring people together. 97.5, The Fanatic.
.1246, 97.5, The Fanatic in the post with the final from Dallas. 76ers, 122, falling 102 to the Dallas Mavericks. 122-102, Sixers fall, 49 wins still on the season. Next one will be win number 50, their second consecutive 50-win season. Brett Brown doing a nice job certainly with that. And five games to go in the regular season. Didn't the season go by quick? Man, it went by fast. You remember when the Jimmy Butler trade happened, and it didn't seem like Dario Saric and Robert Covington had been in Minnesota that long. They've been there all season. And then you go and get Tobias Harris 2 months ago, almost 2 months ago, from the L.A. Clippers. And here we are, where the playoffs start, not this weekend, but next weekend, the 13th, 14th, that weekend, Saturday, Sunday. And, man, is it going to be fun. Last year we did the pregame shows from Xfinity Live, and it was a blast with the block parties on the weekend. Combining with the 76ers for those, and they were just a great, great time, great crowds. The weather was beautiful, and we hope we can duplicate that the same if we are lucky enough to be down there again, because, man, was it fun. And then they got those wins. So it made it even better that we did our part, they did their part, and it was just simply a great, great time. And hopefully we have an opportunity to go back out there. And I just really cannot believe that it is here so quick. Really can't believe it. 610-632-0975. Can they give us something more than they gave us last year, which is advancing past the second round and getting to the Eastern Conference Finals after you make the moves for Tobias Harris, Jimmy Butler, and everyone else that is now part of this basketball team? I certainly hope so, because they have a very good basketball team with the additions that they've made, and you would expect them to have the goal of obviously getting to the NBA Finals, but at the very least giving a better ending than they had a season ago against the Boston Celtics in five games in the Eastern Conference semis. I totally expect it to be better. Totally expect it to be better. Let's go to Q in Philly on 97.5. What's up, Q?
My man, Von. What's going on?
What's happening, man?
Good to hear you, man.
Oh, thank you.
Haven't talked to you in a while, dude. I'm just coming across the bridge, man. Was with my lady in Dominican Republic since last Wednesday.
Oh, nice, man.
Yeah, man.
You guys had a great time?
Had a ball down there, man. But, of course, you know, phones going off anytime I connected to the Wi-Fi. So I hear Eagles news. See what happened with Jimmy in Minnesota, man, how he didn't, you know, the rest of the team bailed us out a little bit,
yeah.
Especially Jonah Bolden. But, listen, man, I think the one thing that I'm concerned about going into the playoffs is this Belichickian defensive philosophy that we have. And with that, I mean, you know how Belichick always says, all right, I'll take whatever you do best, your one player, the one player that's most dangerous, and I'm going to try to neutral. I mean, he can get off, but everyone else is going to we're going to guard everyone else well.
Mm-hmm.
So going into the playoffs, you know each team has a star player. That's where basketball is a little bit more deadly, because one good player on a hot night can definitely sink your battleship. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not too concerned about our two potential first-round playoff opponents as far as Detroit and Brooklyn. More so, I'm a little bit, not concerned, but weary of Detroit, because Blake put up half a man on us.
Yes, he did.
Earlier in the year.
Yes, he did.
You know what I mean? And in a series, I know you make your adjustments, but, you know, that one or two games, especially those home games, when role players play a major part and your star players get off, that's what I'm a little concerned about, man. What do you think about our defensive philosophy? And not only that, I know you've been cool with Bolden all year. You know, you like him a little bit, and so do I. What do you think he's going to make any type of impact, especially if he's the ninth or the eighth man coming in the rotation?
Yeah, well, number one, of course, you're right. It has to start with defense for him. The way for him to earn any time on the floor when Embiid comes off is his defense, and if he's able to do anything, because he is that different type of big man over Boban or Amir Johnson, where he can move a little bit better. And then it's the knocking down of the jump shots. We saw it, as you pointed out, Q, you were getting the alerts while you guys were away. He was 5 of 7 from deep tonight, 0 of 4.
Yeah.
So which Jonah Bolden are you going to get? And you know, with Embiid being out there, he's not going to get a lot, so he has to make the most of those minutes. And as far as the defense goes, with Billy Lang now moving on to St. Joe's, Q, Jim O'Brien is taking over the defensive calling and how they're going to go about things. And you know it's too late for them to change, but they just have to make some adjustments, and maybe Jim O'Brien has some tweaks that he wants to throw in there to make things better. So
I didn't even know Jimmy O'Brien was
on the staff.
Defense now. Well, I knew he was on the staff,
oh, okay,
but I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's taking over
St. Joe's job. That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah. So Jim O'Brien is taking over for the rest of the season,
and he's an old defensive stalwart too. I don't have too much of a problem with Jim O'Brien, but like you said, it's hard to implement a new defensive philosophy on the fly right now. But I don't have a problem with Jim O'Brien. He was good when he was head coach with Boston, when he had Paul Pierce, Antoine Walker, and with my man Walter McCarty and those guys. And then even when he was the head coach here, even though he and Allen bumped heads, but who didn't bump heads with Allen when defense is concerned?
Mm-hmm.
I think we were a pretty good defensive team then. But the Bolden, man, I think he's key. I think he's one of those key guys because, you know, teams are going to be licking their chops to get at Boban, you know, on the offensive end.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So hopefully my man Bolden will give us, you know, a good 5 to 9 minutes in the playoffs of high energy, getting above the rim and knocking down those timely threes.
Well,
pleasure always talking to you,
Q,
brother.
Welcome back, man. Glad you guys had a great time. Don't be a stranger. Talk to you soon, Q, no doubt, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, and we said it, just like Q laid it out there. when Brett Brown makes that call, it's going to be certainly because there's a situation that he sees, as Q just laid out. There's a situation that he sees out there and says, okay, I can throw Jonah in here 4 or 5 to 7 minutes, maybe 7 to 9 minutes. And if he gives me good minutes, maybe we can extend and give Embiid a little bit of rest here. And you never know. He might say, hey, his outside shooting is going. You stay on the floor with Embiid and you just play the four for a couple of minutes. And then we'll, you know, go back to our normal rotation as things go on. But it's all about Brett Brown. You know he's going to have his game plan already set out. Who could potentially get this much time? If this happens, what do we go from here? They'll have all those things laid out. They will. It's just all about how the guys perform when they put him out there. And his adjustments as things start to go crazy. And he says, all right, I got to stop this one here. I got to get this guy going. I got to make sure they get enough shots, man. They get up 90-plus shots a game. There are enough shots to go around for everyone. There are enough shots to go around for everyone. Sixers fall tonight, 122-102. Now 49 wins. Still 49 wins, 28 losses. Still in the third spot, 3.5 up on Indiana and Boston, who both won tonight. 5 games to go. So they'll get that 3 spot. You just want them to play better in this particular game tonight. I did against Dallas. Atlanta on Wednesday, 7:30 tip. We'll get you ready for that starting at 6 o'clock on Wednesday here on the Fanatic. Special thanks to my man Brian McLaughlin for producing all the way from 6 o'clock to now. As we get ready to sign off, again, I'll be back on Wednesday, 6 o'clock, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Have a great night, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.